Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. On today's show, I am continuing my discussion about traveling with friends.
You're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend.
Which, of course, you hear me talking about that all the time, because I love traveling with my besties. I love traveling with them and then meeting more besties along the way. So I just really love traveling with friends. Whether it's a girlfriend's trip or even traveling with couples, I just really like that. I find that to be a really engaging way to experience the destination where I'm going. So today we're talking, though, specifically about people who are in the senior category, and I raise my hand because I'm there as well, but staying active and using travel as a way to do that. So I brought on my friend who knows quite a bit about the aging because she works with women who are 50 and over and helping them live their best lives. And that is Shelly Webb. So Shelly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Now, Shelly, you and I, you know, this whole thing about, you know, traveling with friends is part of a series also that you and I are doing together leading up to the Girlfriends Cruise on Holland America with O Magazine. And Oprah and her best friend, Gail, will be on the cruise.
That's right. That'll be so exciting. I hope we can see them interact together because they're so funny.
They are so funny. And it's just great to see that dynamic between them, because you look at them and you think, well, this is Oprah and Gail. You know, we see them on TV doing all these things, but when you see them together, they're just like regular girlfriends. It's really kind of one of those shifts you have to make, a little bit of a shift in the way you're thinking of them. It's really kind of cool. But we're excited
it's
about
very fun.
I know, so much fun. But we're excited about this cruise, everyone, because it's coming up really soon, January 30th, as a matter of fact. So we just have a little bit more time to kind of get the packing and the wardrobe and all those things together. But we're very excited about it. But Shelly, I want to ask you, what about cruising for seniors? Because, you know, cruising has kind of a different feel to it than those land tours would have.
That's for sure. I think cruising is a good way for seniors to travel because you have only, you know, one stop for your luggage. It all goes into your room. And even though you're going to different ports, you don't have to pack and unpack. You can put it all in there, and it's much less awkward.
I know. You unpack and then you're there, especially if you have one of those cruises where you're maybe cruising for a little over a week. I really like those. Not quite 2 weeks. A little more than 1 week. I really like those because you get in a lot of destinations. And like you said, you're not packing, unpacking, moving from this place to that place as can be the case in some of the land tours. But, you know, something else, you know, that I really like about the cruise as well, the cruise idea, is that a lot of the cruises, especially river cruising, really caters to the senior population because a lot of the excursions and things that they have planned, people are ready for that age group. So a lot of the activities are centered around that. There might be some biking, light walking, long excursions, so to speak, so that you can have time to explore, but then also time to take a little bit of a break. So those are really good as well.
Yes, those are great for seniors.
But now, one of the things we haven't touched on, I think we really need to, and that is really if there are any health conditions, because there is aging, but then there's aging and chronic health conditions. And those two could be a little different in terms of the way we approach travel. So any thoughts about sort of people who are traveling maybe with chronic conditions or things like that?
Sure. People with chronic conditions or even any kind of a condition should have their doctor write something up for them that, you know, it just explains what condition they have, what their medications are, just in case anything happens, you can hand that right over to a hospital or whatever. You should also have all your medications written down anyways and their doses. And those medications should be put in your carry-on bag if you're on a flight, or in a separate bag if you're just carrying multiple pieces of luggage. But also, one thing that people forget is if you're traveling between a border, you need to keep those medications in their containers. A lot of seniors will put them in those little 7-day compartments. You can't really do that because the border needs to check on the medications themselves.
You know,
and some different countries certain medications are illegal in one country and not illegal in another. So you need to know that ahead of time as well.
That is so, so true. And you can check with your public health department. Also, the CDC may be able to answer those questions. And certainly your physician and your pharmacist can be helpful with that as well. But you don't want to have any snafus. You're so right with that, Shelley. When you are going across borders with medications, because you need your medications, first of all, but then right, you don't want it to be considered some type of criminal action that you're taking part in by bringing medication over, you know, over a border. So we need to put a ding, ding, ding by that one, because that is very, very important. All those things around medication, because you really do need your medications there. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I'm talking with Shelley Webb, a senior aging expert who works with women over 50 to help them live their best life. And today she's helping us understand how we as seniors can be more active in our travel and help our relatives that are seniors as well be more active. So Shelley, now I want to talk a little bit, since we're on this whole medical thing, I'm always saying you got to get travel insurance, you got to get travel insurance, but people are usually thinking that's to cover any type of cancellations of their trip and that type thing. But there's also medical coverage that you can get with that as well.
Right, true. That's really important too, because a lot of insurance policies now, they will give you, you know, 80% coverage in your home state or your home country, and maybe only 40 or 50% if you're out of network. So that's a big consideration.
A really big consideration. And when you are reviewing the travel insurance plans, you really want to carefully look over the coverage for unforeseen emergencies that you think you might have, or maybe some that you've had in the past. But also, too, you want to also think about the transportation back home, because if you get sick, especially internationally, you may want to come back. Well, I would say you do want to come back home. You want to get back home, and that can be very expensive in the thousands of dollars. And when I say thousands of dollars, I mean it could be $50,000, $60,000 in some cases to get you back home. So you want to have that travel insurance, medical coverage as part of the travel insurance that will ensure that you can get back home, get the coverage that you need, or if you've received some coverage at your destination, that you can just get back home. So that is really, really important. And the other thing, too, is that they will take care of a lot of the arrangements of that as well.
Yeah, that's so important.
Very, very important. It's one of those things you don't want to think about, but I guess it's the same with any insurance. You kind of don't want to think about that you'll have to use any of it. But now, Shelley, there are so many great resources that are out there. I mean, there's the AARP, AAA. There's a segment called, there's a website, called Living Abroad, the CDC, TravMed. I'll put all of these on my website. And also, too, we can put them on social media. But these are apps, websites that you should check out. There's Waze for, you know, if you're doing a road trip. iExit is another.
Waze is great.
Yeah, Waze is really great. And have you heard of iExit? The reason why I like it is because we talked about those rest stops instead of gas stations. Mm-hmm. That can tell you where a lot of those places are. And Travelcase is another app that I use, because it is one of those ones that you can put your trip and all of your information into that and just really have it right there at hand. But Shelley, we're basically down to the end of this segment, but I want you to give your website so people can go and check you out there.
Sure. My website is called ShelleyWebb.com. So ShelleyWebb.com.
Well, that is very easy to remember. Shelley, thank you so much. These have been so many great tips that you have shared. So thank you so, so very much. We really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing all of this.
Thank you for having me on. It's been really fun.
Well, thank you. I'll see you on the cruise.
Yes, can't wait. Yay.
Yay. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Staple Island Beach Vacations. We'll be back in a moment.
Let's pass the time, me and you, you and me. Let's pass the time, just you and me. There's never ever been two friends quite like we. Let's pass the time, just you and me. Let's have adventures, me and you, you and me. Let's have adventures, you and me. Go where the wind will take us, see what we can see. Let's have adventures, you and me.